A dark chill has descended on Lambeau Field, and these are our final thoughts. Mike, your key to the game.
Well, we know the Packers are all banged up. A lot of young players are going to be filling in, but I'm going to go with an old fundamental, and that's don't turn the ball over. The Packers have a big edge at quarterback in this game, the Aaron Rodgers versus Brandon Weeden matchup. And I think when you have a big edge at quarterback, the equalizer is turnovers. Mm-hmm. If the Packers don't turn the ball over, they should still be okay despite the injuries.
Okay, my key to the game is stars pick up the slack. You know, I'm hearing this next man up thing, and that's fine. But, well, wait a minute. Let's be realistic as far as our expectations are for Jared Boykin and Miles White and Andy Malumba and Nate Palmer. I don't think it's fair to expect them to be Clay Matthews and Nick Perry and Randall Cobb and James Jones if Jones is not to play. But I don't think it's unrealistic or unfair to expect Aaron Rodgers and JerMichael Finley and Jordy Nelson and B.J. Raji, the stars of this team that are left, that aren't injured, to pick up that slack by playing even higher than the level we're accustomed to seeing them play at.
And we saw A.J. Hawk last week, three sacks, career-high game for A.J. when the Packers needed some pass rush.
Doctor, give me your injury report.
Well, it's a long one for the Packers. They've already ruled out five players for this game, not including Randall Cobb, who was put on injured reserve with the designation to return. Three linebackers, Clay Matthews, Nick Perry, Brad Jones, all won't play. Running back James Stark still out. Also tight end Ryan Taylor now out for a couple weeks after a minor knee surgery. Four players for the Packers are questionable. Wide receiver James Jones and outside linebacker Mike Neal did not practice all week. They'll probably be game time decisions, but Mike McCarthy didn't sound all that optimistic about them on Friday. Also in the secondary, Jarrett Bush is questionable, and Casey Hayward is questionable. Now, Hayward hasn't played all season. He's been practicing the last few weeks. He did practice a good portion of the week this week, so we'll see if this will be Hayward's 2013 debut, but it's also possible he could suit up and only be used in an emergency. For the Browns, only a couple of guys to talk about. Running back Willis McGahee, he missed practice on Thursday with a knee injury, but he returned to practice Friday and is listed as probable. He's expected to play. The other one is Jabal Sheard, the pass-rushing outside linebacker. He's missed the last three games for Cleveland with a knee injury, but he practiced all week. It looks like they're getting him back, and he could be a big key to their defense.
My player to watch is Jonathan Franklin, the rookie running back from UCLA. He strikes me as a guy that Mike McCarthy could do a lot of things with on a grease board. Move him here, move him there, run him between the tackles, run him wide, put him in the slot, throw to him. Try to get him out in space and see what he's got. Well, we saw what he had in Cincinnati, and it looked pretty good.
Yeah, and my player to watch, there are a lot of guys potentially to pick on defense. You mentioned Andy Malumba, Nate Palmer, these guys who are filling in. A.J. Hawk had a big game last week. But I'm going to stick with the offensive side and say tight end JerMichael Finley. And that's because I believe the Browns almost certainly are going to match up Joe Hayden, their top cornerback, on Jordy Nelson. How the Browns are going to defend JerMichael Finley is going to be very interesting to watch in this game. Do they defend him with a linebacker, with a safety, with a couple of guys, you know, bracket coverage? I think JerMichael Finley is a guy who can have a big impact in this game. And there were some real close calls early in the game last week with Baltimore. And then we saw in the fourth quarter, JerMichael made a couple of really, really big plays in the passing game for the Packers. And if he can do that from the start, I think the passing game will still be in good shape despite the injuries.
I think he gets safety T.J. Ward, and that'll be a very interesting matchup.
Absolutely. With that, we'll sign off on final thoughts for now, but join us on Packers.com for the quarter-by-quarter updates during the game. Also, Ask Vic halftime. Mm-hmm. Get your questions answered and read them during the intermission. And stay with us on Packers.com for all your post-game coverage. Thanks for watching, everybody.